This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney, and we're kicking off with a look at some of this week's top science stories, including an important breakthrough in the world of HIV. Kat.
Online computer gaming sometimes has a bit of a bad reputation, as people staying at home just playing with their computers into the small hours in their pants. And it's sometimes viewed as a mere pastime without much outward benefit. But now, a new paper published today in the journal Nature Structural Molecular Biology reveals how gamers playing an online game called Foldit have managed to crack the three-dimensional structure of an important protein produced by the Mason-Pfizer monkey virus, which causes a disease similar to AIDS in monkeys. Now, figuring out the 3D structures of proteins is really important in order to understand how they work and to develop drugs that can target them. Now, if you're a regular listener, you may remember that the paper's lead author, this Professor David Baker, he was back on the show in August talking about his work and talking about Foldit. Now, there's several lab techniques that can be used to figure out protein structures, but these don't always provide a definite answer, and they tend to rely on having a good idea, a good model of the structure, with which to interpret your physical data. Now, in the case of this monkey virus protein, scientists had struggled for a very long time to come up with a solution, with no luck. So the researchers turned to the ingenuity of the Foldit players to try and come up with the 3D structure.
But I thought that they had mega supercomputers all over the world doing this kind of work rather than asking people at home to do it.
Well, there's a lot of computing power going into doing 3D structural work. There's a big server called Rosetta, and it also uses distributed computing. That's the power of people's home computers when they're not using them. And they churn through millions of possible protein structures in an automated way to look for the ones that look most realistic. But again, in some cases, such as this monkey virus protein, Rosetta still can't provide the right answers. So they thought they'd apply a little bit of human intuition and puzzle solving.
And what did that actually do?
Well, in this case, the researchers gave the Foldit gamers some basic information about the protein's likely structure based on data from a technique called NMR spectroscopy. And the gamers set to work, kind of tweaking and playing and fiddling about with it, and they came up with a model which they tweaked a bit more. And the researchers particularly note the contributions of three gamers, and obviously they have online names, so that's SP Vincent, Grabhorn and Mimi, for making specific breakthroughs in solving the structure. And now once the players had come up with a good model based on sound biochemical and physical principles, so it worked as a protein, the researchers could then use that model as the basis for interpreting the data from their physical analysis of the protein using X-ray crystallography. And they found that it was a really good match, proving that the Foldit gamers had accurately predicted the structure of the protein.
Incredible to think that people at home doing this kind of work as a game are contributing to active science. But why is this so important in this context?
Well, in the case of this monkey virus protein, this final structure has revealed some very interesting regions that could be targeted by specific drugs and could tell us about other virus proteins. But more importantly, this is the first demonstration of the power and ingenuity of online gamers to solve long-standing scientific problems, combining computing power with the human brain. And it doesn't necessarily need the brains of scientists. Most of these gamers don't have a background in biochemistry. And there's an awful lot of unsolved protein structures out there, so it's likely that Foldit gamers are going to make a lot more breakthroughs in the future. So it's nice to know that they're making a contribution to science while sitting at home in their pants on the computer.
Don't judge everyone by your own standards, Kat. Thank you very much.